Here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 10th of December, 2012, the birthday of Emily Dickinson, Amherst, Massachusetts, 1830, spent a number of years of her adult life in her corner bedroom in her father's house in Amherst, with a writing table, a dresser, a Franklin stove, a clock, a ruby decanter, and pictures of George Eliot, Elizabeth Barrett Browning, and Thomas Carlyle on the wall. In the year 1862 alone, she wrote 366 poems, about one per day. She'd been outgoing in her younger years, was reclusive later on. Some scholars have thought she was nursing a broken heart. Others thought she was a closeted lesbian. Still others think she suffered from seasonal affect disorder. One biographer said she may have suffered from epilepsy. It's the birthday of Melville Dewey, born Adams Center, New York, 1851, who gave us the Dewey Decimal System, still used in many libraries today. It was on this day, 1884, Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was first published. He started out to write a sequel to The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, but gave up on that and decided to write in the voice of Huckleberry Finn in dialect, a book that opens with the line, "You don't know about me without you have read a book by the name of The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, but that ain't no matter." It was Ernest Hemingway who said all modern literature comes from one book by Mark Twain, and he was referring to Huckleberry Finn. It was on this day, 1906, Theodore Roosevelt became the first American to win the Nobel Peace Prize for having helped to broker a peace agreement between Russia and Japan the previous year. It's the birthday of Carolyn Kaiser, born Spokane, 1925. And it's the birthday of the poet Thomas Lux, born Northampton, Massachusetts, 1946, author of poems with titles like Commercial Leech Farming Today, Traveling Exhibition of Torture Instruments, The Oxymoron Sisters, and Walt Whitman's Brain Dropped on Laboratory Floor. Thomas Lux, who describes contemporary American poetry as burgeoning, chaotic, healthy, squawking, boisterous, fractious, inclusive. Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson. This world is not conclusion. The word vain, by the way, in the line "and asks a vain" is V-A-N-E, indicating the direction of the wind, not a blood vessel, vain. This world is not conclusion. This world is not conclusion. A species stands beyond, invisible as music, but positive as sound. It beckons and it baffles philosophy, don't know, and through a riddle at the last, sagacity must go. To guess it, puzzle scholars, to gain it, men have borne contempt of generations and crucifixion shown. Faith slips and laughs and rallies, blushes if any see, plucks at a twig of evidence and asks a vain the way. Much gesture from the pulpit, strong hallelujahs roll. Narcotics cannot still the tooth that nibbles at the soul. This World is Not Conclusion by Emily Dickinson from her collected poems. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping businesses leverage a powerful form of advertising, online reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com. And by Allianz. Allianz has been providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the United States since 1896. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, produced by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.